Tornadoes. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation in all the nooks and crannies. I guess let's start with the weather, because I know that this has really flattened a few people, if you will, and towns. Sadly, as somebody who's been through tornadoes, who's covered tornadoes, and you know this if you've listened to America Tonight, my heart really goes out to anybody who goes through this. And it is a miracle. It is a miracle when you actually look at the damage that twisters caused on Sunday in Oklahoma and Arkansas, that so far at this point confirmed two people dead. I mean, we're talking about, and I'm just naming a few states. There were other states, by the way, that were hit by this. So the tornadoes were spawned by an incredibly strong storm system that just ripped through the southern part and the central part of these United States. And you know, when you hear your local weatherman talk about, well, the conditions were ripe for this to happen, so the forecast was exactly that. The Arkansas tornado ripped down about 10 miles west of Little Rock, happened 7 o'clock on Sunday night, then turned northeast for about 30 miles. So this was one, sometimes they hit the ground and they stay on the ground for a while. It missed the state capital, but passed through a ton of suburbs. Massive damage. And a couple of pretty well-known suburbs, Mayflower and Vilonia. Two of those names you might recognize if you spent any time there whatsoever. So, one person was confirmed dead in one county, in White County it's called, and there's a paper in Arkansas, because see, you always get the different reports about confirmed and how many people have they found, that's disputing the number, saying that really four people were killed, and then there's probably six in the other county. So, we don't really know the full total, but it's shocking that it wasn't immediately greater than it was. Because when you're talking about a tornado that just engulfs everything in its path for 30 miles, I mean, close your eyes for a second and think of what you think of as 30 miles and a half mile wide. I mean, buildings immediately ripped into rubble. Trees are no longer trees. I mean, there were some huge tornadoes. And we're talking about tornadoes, by the way, that ripped through the plains, the Midwest, and the South. So the way the weather pattern set up, that's exactly what happened, mostly in the early evening. There was a tornado that hit into Kansas, hit Baxter Springs. That's a small city, maybe 4,200 people or so. Then there was another county, Cherokee County, in Kansas. The tornado caused massive damage, no deaths. No deaths, because the first responders immediately went house to house checking on anyone they could. Tornadoes also hit Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri. One of Sunday's twisters hit Joplin, Missouri, where, of course, we know, not too long ago, a massive tornado killed 161 people. That was just in 2011. You know, that wasn't too long ago. If you remember what happened to that city. So Sunday's twister didn't hit Joplin. It hit just northwest of Joplin. And the first reported tornado on Sunday, I was listening to this with one ear on it. I had one ear on playoffs, one ear on this. The first reported tornado that I heard anyway hit down in central Nebraska. But this was a short one. I mean, that's the kind you hope for. That's kind of in the middle of nowhere. Looks like it's going to go somewhere. gains a little speed, but then dissipates, then goes away. So this is the beginning of what sometimes can be an awful season for this kind of stuff. In some areas, they were talking about hail that was as big as baseball, wind gusts, 75 miles an hour or higher. In Iowa, 60-mile-an-hour winds. Buildings ripped up. Barns ripped up. And so Sunday was a rough day for a lot of people. And you are definitely in our thoughts and our prayers, that's for sure. Because, as I said, if you've ever been through a tornado, or let's put it this way, it's much different in some ways, but similar in others because of the destruction. If you've ever been through a hurricane, then you can sympathize, if you've never been through a tornado, with people who have gone through tornadoes. And it seems like lately, in the last couple of years, there's one or two big ones. I mean, Sunday was actually just the third anniversary of a 122 tornado day, if you remember that. I remember being on the air and talking about that, that hit Mississippi, Alabama, many of you listening to us in those two great states, Tennessee, Virginia, Georgia. 316 people were killed. 316 people. And, you know, the more people that can heed the warnings, but the warnings only come so fast. And so often, all of a sudden, you're looking at a twister. And especially when they gain the speed, and especially when they're wider, it becomes that much tougher. And even if they start out in a rural area, how often they're on target to hit an even bigger spot. I mean, there were predictions that prompted Barksdale Air Force Base near Bossier City, Louisiana, to just say, man, we're canceling the air show. Because it's not looking good by what they're saying. They're talking about flash flooding. They're talking about just massively heavy rain. And then, of course, there was the possibility of tornadoes, too. And it's those big wind gusts that can be just so, so deadly. And it's that same familiar theme. You know, it can be a different part of the country, but it looks the same. It looks like a ripped up lumberyard, because that's all you see. Often we describe it as, you know, it looks like matchsticks. But I think it's bigger than matchsticks. It just looks like a lumberyard that a giant stepped into and smashed into a million different pieces. And pretty much all the damage that I've seen, that's exactly what it looks like. You could take one photograph from one place and put a different name on it, and it would look the same. It would look the same. So, you know, there were warnings during the day about these possibilities of the straight-line winds and the hail and the fact that tornadoes could be spawned because of the weather pattern. And some people have shelters and places where they can go on their property. But I think more people in the plains areas are trying to figure out ways to get those kind of shelters because of the things that have happened, really, in the last 4 and 5 years. Golf-ball-sized hail. I got this from Kim in Overland Park, Kansas. She said it was just tremendous and brutal what happened to the cars for at least 10 minutes. Ooh, hail damaged cars. That's what happens on some of these lots. Some of the car dealers sell them at a discount because it can wipe out a ton of cars. All right, stay with us. We've just scratched the surface here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Yep, sainthood for both of those former popes. So it was standing room only, like it always is anyway, at St. Peter's Square in the Vatican. Yes, it's true. This has been talked about for a while. They were canonized by Pope Francis in really an unprecedented-like ceremony, and that's the best adjective to use for it because this is a rare thing to see. So, you know, millions of people are watching this on the tube, and you've got two former popes who, for the first time, were installed as saints in dual canonization. You had curious people who have nothing to do with Catholicism who wanted to find out what was going on. Then you have the Roman Catholic faithful that wanted to see, and Vatican Radio, which is pretty potent. They say the crowds was, the number was probably close to a million, maybe somewhere between 800,000 and a million in St. Peter's Square and the gardens around it. And then there was even more people. You know, you had giant screens that were set up around Rome, and you had, of course, massive police patrols outside of the Vatican. And it's a big historic first because you have two living popes that were even present for the ceremony. Benedict, naturally, who resigned from the papacy a year ago because of health reasons, but he was there for that. And, of course, Francis. And there were lots of flags. The red and white Polish flag was pretty prominent. This was all the affection for John Paul II, his homeland, of course, being Poland, and you had giant banners with the faces of the two popes that were there at St. Peter's Basilica. And in what they call his homily, Francis described the pair of them as men of courage who bore witness to God's mercy. And he said they were priests, bishops, and popes of the 20th century. And this is quoting from the current pope. They lived through the tragic events of that century, but they were not overwhelmed by them. For them, God was more powerful. Faith was more powerful. And then he actually talked about some of the specifics of what they did during their papacies, their individual papacies. And it's a pretty big deal for, first of all, sainthood, but for two popes to land it at the same time is pretty incredible. And John Paul II, who was there for 27 years, is really, people think of him as the pope of the family, I guess, and that's what he wanted to be called. So that's what Francis referred to him as. And, you know, there was obviously Benedict is sort of the pope of the people. Whether you're Jewish or Protestant or Catholic, people like this guy. He's a cool dude, this pope. And I think that's also why there's not that there wouldn't be interest in it. Of course there would be interest in it, and you would read things about it and hear people mention it. But that's why this whole sainthood thing, I think, is even bigger. I think it's just even that much bigger. What's interesting to me more is about the stories of what happened when they were kids. So, like, John 23, he was born in 1881 and lived to 1963. And before he became pope, his name was Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli. He was one of 13 kids, and he was, you know, grew up in a peasant family, farmers from a tiny, tiny, minuscule village. And then he was sent away, as often in those days. He was sent away to study for the priesthood at age 11. Then John Paul II, of course, was brought up in Poland. He was raised by a father who was a soldier after his mother died when he was just 8 years old. And he lived under the first Nazis. I mean, then communists. So that was his times were interesting. And this is the quickest that we've seen, I guess, in modern times. And this is also partially because of Benedict, who succeeded John Paul in 2005. He waived that five-year waiting period. I just thought about this today. I know this is a weird analogy, but it's like getting in the Baseball Hall of Fame. How long? Wait, a saint? Or to get in the Baseball Hall of Fame, there is at least a five-year waiting period. But this one was waived after his death to get someone's, you know, to get the beatification rolling, and they, you know, obviously did that. So kind of significant, especially, as I said at the top, I'm going to talk about some sinners and some saints. This will go down in history as one of the biggest crowds in Rome. It will go down as an exciting time for people even not of the faith, of being curious about these two men and the whole sainthood thing and how that system works. And I think that's because partially of Francis, as I already mentioned. So it's kind of crazy. And the civil security forces were there for the subway system. They're saying they ran it throughout the weekend to accommodate the amount of people coming in for the ceremony because of the crazy crowds. They were trying to be able to get them moving, but it's pretty wild if you think about it. So you have the sainthood for two popes. And in the meantime, you know, we live in the world of the sanction, and what's going to happen with the sanctions? I picked up my Wall Street Journal over the weekend, and the first thing I read was the headline, Allies Disagree on New Penalties. It talked about the fact that there was some reluctance with some of these new sanctions, and boy, we've been circling around the Ukraine like sharks, haven't we now, for 4 months? So Russia will probably know within hours what's going to happen as far as the Ukraine's concerned in the sanctions. You know, you got to go after the banking system as far as I'm concerned, but is that what's going to happen here? The European Union is going to impose them on Monday, And there are about 15 Russian official types who are believed to be, they say, creating the chaos in the Ukraine. Of course, if you ask Putin, he says it's the United States' fault. And the EU isn't expected to impose it on the Putin folks. They're not expected to do that because of the judiciary system they have has a higher bar in terms of applying the law. So what does that gobbledygook nonsense mean? It means that they're not going to go after his peeps, basically. And they're making the excuse of, well, that's not how our system works. The judges can't just look at intelligence. We can't look at evidence and sign off on the sanctions. So we're not going to do that. That's not what's going to be. That's not what's going to happen here. I think it's part of the sticking point. So the European countries are worried. Why? Because they're worried about their economy. What drives their economic engines? Their interests are going to be affected with the sanctions. And then there are other countries who feel that they want more space. It should be given to that whole diplomacy thing before they consider the measure, which again goes back to, hey, what's in my wallet, United States? We're concerned about what's happening here in Europe. So basically, it's ring around the rosy. It's just a modern day version of it. That's what we're seeing here. It might be coordinated with us, but I don't think this is exactly what we wanted to see happen. So what are they going to do? They're going to clamp down on the energy sector, they say, supposedly. I mean, to me, I'll say it again, take out the finance industry. So energy only, or are we going to see finance? Timber is another big area. I mean, that's what has to happen. If they impose anything on banking, that's where Russia responds. But that's not what they're talking about at this point. I think they're taking it one step at a time because of the European interests there. They're focusing on energy for now. And so what does that mean? I don't think Putin is shaking in his boots. That's what I think. I don't think that these sanctions still are going to amount to a hill of beans. And we're still going to be talking about the Ukraine. And we're still going to be talking about, oh, what should the response be? All right, coming up around the bend, we got our sinners. That's next here on America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The comments to be true, I think he definitely should be sanctioned.
Should there be some sanctions taken against him? That's up to the league. But I think he should stay.
I think he needs to kind of be put in his place and he needs to be gone.
Who is that that we're talking about? That's the sinner that we're going to talk about here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I say he's in the sinner category because it's a sin, first of all, that this has happened in the middle of the NBA playoffs with the Los Angeles Clippers, who lost now in another game. So they're tied in their series at 2-2. And the focus should be, I think, on basketball. But now, unfortunately, it's not. And, you know, they're fighting for their life against Golden State. The loss today was 118-97. So was the focus off a little bit because of the controversy or not? Thanks for hanging with us here as we kick the week off on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. This is a big story that everybody's going to be talking about. It, and really, it spans across sports. What happened, if you don't know, is the owner, longtime owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, Donald Sterling, was caught supposedly, allegedly, because this has to be verified, in a recording that TMZ had that was released where you can hear a man and a woman talking about a photo, and it turns out it's a photo that was on Instagram. They talk about that in the conversation. And he tells her that he cannot change cultural beliefs. Now, the man is supposedly Donald Sterling and his girlfriend. The woman says she doesn't think the man is racist, but the people around him have poisoned minds, and they go back and forth and talk about it. He says you shouldn't be photographed with Magic Johnson. You shouldn't be photographed with any blacks. That's part of the conversation. Don't bring black people and don't come. Because the woman says, well, I don't understand why you're saying that. And he says, well, if you don't feel that way, don't come to my games. Don't bring black people and don't come. The woman says she's of mixed race, reminds him that most of the team players are African American on his team. And he says, I support them and give them food and clothes and cars and houses. Who gives it to them? Does someone else give it to them? Do I know that I have? Who makes the game? Do I make the game or do they make the game? And then she goes on to compare racial discrimination to the Holocaust and says, you're Jewish. You understand discrimination. The man disagrees with the analogy, says that's what he's talking about. It's not discrimination and that there's no racism. And now an investigation is underway. That's kind of the upshot of it. So imagine some of what I just told you there. Donald Sterling is a Jewish man. He has been the owner of the Clippers for a very, very, very long time. Here's a little tiny sliver of that audio. Take a listen.
Do you know that you have a whole team that's black that plays for you?
Do I know? I support them and give them food and clothes and cars and houses.
So that goes along with what I was just telling you and then stretching it a little bit further. So how about that? And this all started, apparently, these remarks. He had an argument with his girlfriend on April 9th, and then TMZ, which, of course, they dig in trash cans and come up with all kinds of things, posted a 10-minute recording that supposedly is this argument. The man who's supposed to be Sterling takes exception to the photo that I mentioned that she posted on Instagram with the very famous Hall of Famer Magic Johnson. So now the world is talking about Donald Sterling and whether or not he should be banned from the playoffs, which he didn't show up to the last playoff game. And can the NBA even make Sterling the first owner to have to give up the team? There is a new commissioner in the NBA. His name is Adam Silver, and he will have to be the one who has the final say or some of the final say in this anyway. He's saying that they're investigating it at this point, which, of course, he has to say, because they have to authenticate the recording and all of that. He says they're going to determine whether the recording is authentic and try to figure out the context which the offensive and disturbing comments were made. But he said Sterling should be afforded due process, so he wasn't going to speculate on any possible punishment. But the Clippers, even the players themselves, were protesting before the game, and it's really turned into an incredible, incredible nightmare for one billionaire. I mean, this guy has money pouring out of every single orifice of his body. He made so much money in real estate and, as I said, owned the basketball team for a long time. Matt, you're a sports fan, but more importantly, this goes way beyond sports because people who know nothing about sports are paying attention to this Al Sharpton saying that they're going to rally outside the Staples Center, that, you know, there's other planned protests, and some really crazy things have happened in the last 24 to 48 hours. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think given, I mean, any kind of like sport, you're going to have people of different races in it. When you have a rich, white, old guy making comments like this, it just doesn't bode well for the league or anybody involved with it. And it's going to be hard for players probably to, even though he's paying you, I mean, how do you play for that guy?
How do you play?
And I think, I mean, especially coming out now, I mean, I think it was Doc Rivers, who's the head coach of the Clippers, was saying it's going to be hard to go back home and, you know, have a productive playoff game because of all this going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's just something that happens where there's no way you can't take that back. You can't take back what was said. And Donald Sterling, what an idiot, no matter what he's saying, does he not realize who is he dating? What world are we living in? What's going on with all of that? Like I said, his team is in the playoffs, and to spew all that nonsense, if this is authenticated and it is him and it does sound like it, to be honest, The Clippers, you know, they did a silent protest, like I said, in response to the comments about urging the girlfriend not to bring black people to his team's games. The Clippers on Sunday kind of showed solidarity. What they did, they huddled at center court. They tossed their warm-ups to the ground, going through the pregame routine with their red Clippers shirts inside out to hide the team logo. They also wore black wristbands and armbands. They all wore black socks with their normal jerseys. So they're saying something here because, I mean, they're black men, the players, for the most part, almost all of them. And Chris Paul, who's a great guy, I had a chance to interview this guy one time. He's a great guy. He's the star, one of the star Clipper players, a guard for the Clippers. He said, "It's just us, only us. We're all we got." And that's what he was shouting to his teammates. And so the Warriors sellout crowd of almost 20,000 had their gold shirts on. They booed the Clippers, as they always do during introductions, so they would certainly, do that. And Donald Sterling was not at the game. As Matt mentioned, Doc Rivers said before the game that he would remain the only one to speak for the team on this, and saying the players have to remain focused on basketball, but he acknowledged that it hasn't been easy since TMZ released that alleged recording of Sterling on Saturday, that it's tough. I mean, it's tough. Look at the makeup of the team. We'll say it again. And the NBA cannot be happy about this. And people are pushing Adam Silver, who's new in this gig, to be very aggressive against Sterling, who apparently has a history of alleged abuse or discrimination, really, anyway. And they're hoping that he's going to be removed as the team owner. And this is not good because, as I said, it goes beyond basketball. And they're in the middle of the playoffs. And what does this do to their psyche, no matter what they say? I think it does affect them. I really do. I think it does. So since the TMZ report, it just goes to show you, for the game, the Warriors had about 100 more credential requests and about 220 media members approved. There were only about 140 credentialed for Game 3 on Thursday and 60 for the regular season games this past season. So it goes to show you, this is what you're going to hear and see for at least the next couple of days, for sure. So what he was talking about and what he was saying, I think he's going to have a hard time reeling that back in. And it's the ball, so to speak, is really in the court of the NBA to do something. Now, Jack Down Under says it's just like Al Sharpton's excuse to hold a protest. And touche, I understand what he's saying there, but I cannot defend in any way Donald Sterling. I think it's just atrocious and stupid, frankly, as to put himself in this position, to put his players in this situation. Now, of all times, to have this come out is not good. Even Magic Johnson is saying, look, he should just sell the team. He should sell the team. And this isn't good. This getting caught in the middle of a racist rant, again, it sounds dead on like Sterling, but let's say, let's authenticate it. It gets authenticated. Come on. I mean, what are you thinking? You know? You're not. You're just not caring. You're just not thinking at all. And this time, somebody decided that, okay, this is going to go on the air. That's what's going to happen. Hang with us.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Special to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Last few moments of this hour. What a wild twister weekend it was. We started talking about that as I open things up here on America Tonight, how awful that is, and more numbers are starting to come in while we're on the air here. Got a couple of things. One from George, who's in Oklahoma. He says he's a responder, and he said, I've been listening to the show. And I want to tell you that it is just nightmarish in some of the areas that you mentioned. And my pals in Arkansas say it's not much better, let's put it that way. They're talking about a total altogether at this point in all these different areas that I first mentioned, maybe 10 deaths. And there was even a tornado chaser who narrowly escaped with his life. I mean, how people do that, I have no idea. Because we've seen this happen, a famous tornado chaser who was on the Discovery Channel a lot, died a couple of years ago. And, you know, that's the idea. You're trying to get close. You're trying to show it. And sometimes, you know, what happens when you get too close, because there's the unpredictability of what a tornado can do and how it can suddenly jump from one place to another when you're not expecting it to happen. And it's just part of the, you know, it's part of the risk, I guess, of doing it. But there were a lot of people out there, and there were a couple, actually there were a couple people that came pretty close to getting caught up in it. And luckily, no tornado chasers, we're not talking about them in that sense, because the clouds that they were showing in the tornadoes were unreal. The one that I said that was huge, where you were talking about on the ground for 30 minutes, it was just absolutely, the photographs were absolutely stunning. The video was stunning, but very scary, too, at the same time to look at it. And then you see the damage that's left behind, and the fact that at this point now we're saying roughly 10 people, and so many parts of the Midwest hit a little bit by this. Arkansas, Mississippi, it looks like some of the bad stuff too in Oklahoma. And, 9 to 10 people, 9 people, they're saying 9 people dead, 8 in Arkansas, 1 in Oklahoma, looks like another one in Missouri too, but boy, just awful stuff. And so this is what happens now, is you've got the state of emergency that's going to be declared, especially in Arkansas, but also in Oklahoma. And Mayflower, Arkansas is pretty widespread damage, pretty widespread. Subdivisions leveled. I mean, you've got all streets leveled all the way down. Smashed cars on the freeway. And rescue teams are just combing all the whole area, because you just don't know for sure. Interstate 40, if any of you have ever been on Interstate 40, shut down. Had to shut it down because there was debris everywhere. It was awful. And Mayflower is about 25 miles, give or take, northwest of Little Rock. Northwest. I mean, you know what they do? People get excited. They scream, just take cover, take cover. And once they describe the tornado emergency, and that's what people do, but it's tough. It's tough to do that when you don't have any place to go. It's like somebody asked me, well, what do you do? And I always heard you get in the tub when I lived in Nebraska for 8 months, get in the tub and pull a mattress on top of you. At least that you have a better chance to be saved in that case, because of how the tub could stay there, and anything that falls on you would fall on that mattress. But, you know, when you have a split second to go and do something, that's pretty, pretty tough. All right, well, it wouldn't be America Tonight, right, if we weren't talking about the 777 that has just disappeared off the face of the earth. So naturally, there's an update. There's a new phase that's going to include private contractors. They're saying it's going to cost $60 million to continue to look for Flight 370, that Malaysian flight. And that's the Australian Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, who's putting it at $60 million. And he said, I regret to say that thus far none of our efforts in the air, on the surface, or undersea have found any wreckage. So they're going to focus on searching the ocean floor, a bigger area, 60,000 square kilometers, and it's going to take 6 to 8 months. So that's your update, 6 to 8 months of basically dragging the ocean floor in one area to see if they can hit the debris. I mean, listen, it's unlikely that any debris is going to be found. Aren't we all kind of in agreement with that? So the Malaysians really jumped the gun with their texts, with the things that they were telling people. And here we go. We've got something different happening. This plane disappeared on March 8th. March 8th, after leaving Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, for Beijing. So next week, you're going to have a preliminary report, the Malaysians will, on the plane's disappearance, it's going to be available to the public. And there's an internal investigation, and they're looking into what other information might be released publicly, perhaps as well. So, the report already for the stamp of approval has been sent to the International Civil Aviation Organization, which is the UN body for global aviation, but that's not public yet. But with all this gobbledygook, just tell us, what is the theory? I think it's the same recommendation that they made after Air France, after that flight went down in the Atlantic Ocean in 2009. I mean, so clearly there's nothing but questions still as to what happened here and where's the plane and why the certain area and expanding the area. What is the belief? And at this point, how much hope are you giving the people? The co-pilot's cell phone was on, they say, because the cell tower detected it. And you have the partner of the American who's saying they're still alive. I'm not giving up hope. They're still alive. But how long do you hold out that hope? And what if, can you imagine? It'd be like an episode of Lost if all of a sudden the people turned up. I mean, of course, the family members would be ecstatic, and it's just the saddest thing of all. Because there's no body to bury. And that's pretty painful. There's no body to bury, and there's that limbo feeling no matter what's being said, and the Bluefin search turned up nothing, and you have a lot of questions as to what happened on the flight, and is there the possibility that something else happened, that they did land on some island somewhere. There's conspiracy theories, abound all over the place. As if this is, what ultimately is going to be the outcome of this. That's what's going to happen with this 777. Crazy. All right, one last one to end with, because this is pretty big. In South Korea, the prime minister resigned over this ferry disaster response. So South Korea's prime minister announced his resignation on Sunday morning, taking responsibility for his slow reaction to the sinking that left 200 dead and still so many missing. The prime minister is Chung Hong-won. He explained his decision on national TV. He apologized on behalf of the government for the many problems that arose. He said during the search process, the government took inadequate measures and disappointed the public. I should take responsibility for everything as the prime minister, but the government can assume no more, so I will resign as prime minister. How about that? And that's where we end, folks. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.